Ubley had 6 offensive rebounds in that first quarter, 6 defensive rebounds. Those are good odds.
Ubley also had 14 shots to 12 for Brown City, but only 2 went in for Ubley and 1 went in for Brown City.
Top of the key, Hagner couldn't hang on to it and had to go back into the backcourt, and it's going to be turned over. First turnover for the second quarter for the Green Devils, 4th on the night. Ubley with 5 turnovers so far, Brown City with 4. 9-6 Green Devils lead the Ubley Bearcats. Brandel dribbling into the lane, goes up for the runner, off the mark, rebound Mirop. He goes up strong, and this one's in for 2. Exactly what they needed, and it's back to the 1-point game, 9-8.
That's the secondary scorers that Ubley is needing, like I mentioned in the pregame. Daniel Mirop has that potential.
Ubley starting to trap. Mirop guards number 5, McPhail, but it does no good. In for 2. It's Brown City 11, Ubley 8. 6:05 left in the first half. Brandel dribbling for Ubley. Left right across the radio. Over to Jeff Wright, left wing. Screen comes from Bisher. Wright pulls up from 17 feet and drops it for 2. Smooth looking shot from Jeffrey Wright. 3 points now for him. It's 11-10, Brown City by 1.
Looks like both teams are starting to warm up offensively.
Ubley starting to trap at the top. Over to number 3. It goes in Hagner, and he actually traveled with it on the spin move. 5th turnover for the Green Devils. Number 24, Burgess comes in and replaces McPhail for the Green Devils. Out there for Ubley right now. Kabosky, Brandel, Bisher, Wright, and Mirop. 4 of the 5 starters. Climb on the bench with 2 fouls. Jeff Wright from the corner for 3. No good. Rebound, though, Kabosky. Back up to Brandel. Reset the offense. 5:25 left in the first half. Ubley trailing by a mere point. Kabosky tries the 3 from the right corner. This one's off the mark. And rebound. And it's going to be called over the back against Bisher. And that will be the 8th team foul for the Bearcats. And 1-1 situation. Sending number 22, Muxlow, to the line for for at least 1 shot. Second foul against Bisher on the night. So for Ubley, Bisher with 2 fouls, Brandel with 2 fouls, and Klama with 2 fouls.
Muxlow at 71%. Here's his first of 1.
And maybe that 2. One is good, so he gets the second. Muxlow with 3 points, extends the lead back out to 2 points. Logan Lemke's in the game now for Jonathan Bisher. Now all Ubley Bearcats have played.
Now everyone's happy. That's been hanging around there too long.
Muxlow, second free throw, no good. Rebound, Kabosky. Picks up his dribble at the right wing, gives him to Jeff Wright at the same spot, being guarded by Hagner. Man-to-man defense for Brown City. Into the corner for Jeff Wright, goes in for the floater, goes up for it, and they're going to say it's a block against Brown City. Bails out Wright, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Foul will be against number 24 for Brown City. Eric Burgess, that's his first foul, and Brown City's only 5th team foul. So Jeff Wright at the line, shooting 2. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line thus far. He has 3 points of the night. And the first one up, a little not enough arc on that one, rimmed from the front to the back and out. Still 12-10, Brown City by 2 over Ubley, 4:58 left in the second quarter. Second free throw is good, and it's back to that 1-point game, 12-11, Brown City by 1. Goes in for the shot from number 24, Eric Burgess, no good, rebound Ubley. And here come the Bearcats. Jeff Wright drives in, goes up for the floater, no good, rebound Muxlow. For Brown City. Swing those elbows, but Wright steals it on the receiving pass and goes in for 2 shots. Ubley leading by 1, 13-12. Wide open to number 23, Ryan Woods. Missed the layup in transition, gets his own rebound, falls on it, and scoops it up to the right corner and goes out of bounds. Ubley ball. Weird set of actions in those last 30 seconds.
That one, the ball was about as slick as the roads coming in today.
So that's all right. That was an offensive rebound for Brown City.
4:21, 13-12, Ubley lead.
Ryan Wood sits down as well as Austin Hoff. For Brown City, number 13, Evan Van Buskirk. Number 11, Gabe Pangirl. Number 22, Muxlow's still out there. Number three, Hagner. And number 24, Eric Burgess out there for the Green Devils. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a foul on the floor against Brown City. Appears to be against number 13 for Brown City, Evan Van Buskirk. Is that his second?
That is his second.
His second foul. As Ubley tries to inbound this one, and it's tipped out of bounds by number 24, Burgess. Kamowski inbounded for the Bearcats in the white jerseys. Right to Jeff Wright for the quick three in the right wing, and it's good for three. Wright starting to warm up, and is out to a four-point lead for Ubley. Ties their largest lead at 16-12, but right back on the other end, Evan Van Buskirk in transition goes up for 2 points and cuts it down to 16-14, Ubley by two. Jeff Wright, left wing to the right wing, to Kamowski for three, off the mark, rebound Hagner. First defensive rebound for Brown City in the second quarter. Down underneath the zone to number 13. Van Buskirk hits the layup again from the right side, in for two, and we're back tied up at 16 apiece. And we have a timeout called by Ken Pickle on the WLEW Sports Network. 16 apiece with 3:35 before halftime.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. The story of this second quarter for Ubley, Jeffrey Wright starting to heat up. He has 9 points, all coming in the second quarter. 2 for 4 from the free throw line, 2 field goals, and a three. All tied up at 16 apiece between Brown City and Ubley. 3:35 left in the second quarter. The Ubley ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio. Kamowski inbounds this to Jeff Wright, taking his time, and light jog, being guarded by number 5, McPhail. Mirop at the free throw line, pulls out for the jump shot. This one's short, off to the left, and Mirop somehow gets his own rebound in the corner. Back up to Jeff Wright. As he feeds it into Mirop, and he traveled with it before taking off. This will be the first turnover for the Bearcats in the second quarter. 6 on the night. Substitution for Brown City, number 4, Jeff Randolph. In for number 24, Eric Burgess. This is a carousel out here of substitutions. I can't keep track of who's all out here.
It's like hockey games. You know, they're just going ahead and running three shifts in moments' notice.
McPhail over to Kolasek. In the right wing, dribbling once, picks it up, being guarded by Jeff Wright. Back to the top to McPhail. Goes to the left this time to Randolph. Dribbling against Kamowski. Back up to the top to McPhail. Back over to Kolasek. Feeds it down to number 13 with a little bit of a right-handed hook shot. Van Buskirk, he gets this one to fall. He has 7 points. And it's back to Brown City with the lead, 18-16.
We're up on the drive on the baseline.
Over to Logan Lemke for the jump shot. This one falls for two.
So nice feed.
Back tied at 18 apiece. Second tie of the night. Had 4 lead changes thus far. A right wing. Back out into the right corner to number 11, to Kolasek. Back to the top to Randolph for three, off the mark, rebound Mirop, and we're gonna have a push foul against Brown City, against more likely number 5, Justin McPhail, his first and the team's 6th. That's the 7th team foul against Brown City, so we walk the distant length of the court to give Mirop a free throw opportunity. He's 1 for 1 in the night so far. Number 22, Muxlow, sits down and is replaced by number 24, Eric Burgess. All tied up at 18 apiece. Free throw is good, so Mirop gets a second, 5th lead change of the night.
Nothing but a net on that one.
Mirop with 6 points. 19-18, Ubley over Brown City.
39% clip.
Second free throw is good. And it's back out to a 2-point lead for Ubley, 20-18.